If you want to know how to beat the blues, don't take to the bottle or jump off the nearest building. It's as simple as comfort control. If you felt just wonderful yesterday and you were sitting on top of the world, if you had a sense of well-being and you were glad to be alive, maybe you remember when you felt blue. The world seemed drab and cheerless, and everything was ominous. You haven't got a real friend in the world. Yes, you have. Science. Scientists and researchers have been wondering, too, what makes a person feel right with the world. The word is euphoria. But how do you get that feeling? Surely it's obvious that not only are you happier at home when you feel up, but you do better work with far less effort. And what's more, you're far less apt to have an accident if you feel euphoric. Research has brought to light some very interesting things. For instance, you're apt to feel low and depressed in January, February, and March. Then you feel better in April and May. You taper off slightly in July and August and rise to the second highest point in September. Then the old down spiral starts. October, November, December, down to the megrims of January, February, and March again. And to keep you from that old down spiral, you need year-round indoor climate control. Just being really comfortable will keep you feeling euphoric. So, if you want to beat the blues every month of every year, don't take to the bottle or jump off the roof. Honeywell suggests you just ask your local heating contractor all about year-round climate control.
The dollars are adding up. $465, $975, $18, $29.60.
Did you ever figure out how much money you must spend every summer just trying to beat the heat? Well, let's see. You buy an electric fan or two. Now, that costs a few dollars. Then maybe you eat out more often. You buy and make cool beverages. Oh, and what about those rides you take to get out of a hot, stuffy house? They cost something. And let's don't even think about you and your comfort. What about your cleaning bills? Redecorating, mildew and moisture damage.
$29.60.
Well, maybe you might think about air conditioning this year. Of course, every house is different and costs vary, but all in all, the cost of installation has dropped dramatically in recent years, putting year-round air conditioning within the reach of every homemaker. And no need to worry about messy installations or knocking out walls. Why, these days, they walk in and have things hooked up in no time at all. Anyway, don't take my word for it. Honeywell suggests that you might call your local heating contractor. Ask him about your particular house and your particular problems and your particular pocketbook. Oh, imagine air-conditioned summer living.
Have you got a wooden thingamabob or ornament in the house? A souvenir of a honeymoon in the tropics or a memento your husband picked up while overseas during the war years? Well, the next time you dust it, why don't you pick it up and look at it carefully? If you treasure it, you may be in for a bad shock. You might find it cracked and split, and your question will be, why? Well, a lot of wooden ornaments, and furniture for that matter, come from climates and countries where there's a heavy rainfall. Consequently, the woods are accustomed to moisture in the air. Now, here in North America, central heating is king. And with our heating comes extra dryness. Now, did you ever think that this very thing could damage not only the ornament or souvenir, but maybe expensive furniture? For instance, have you been having trouble with your piano? And lady, let's stop talking about your souvenirs and furniture. What about you? Have you looked at your skin lately? Dry, heated air in your house can age your skin, make you look old before your time. Now, of course, you can't do anything about the air outside the home, winter or summer, but you certainly can do something about the air inside your home. You can, for instance, use a humidifier, and there are a number on the market, all of which add the right moisture to the air in a variety of ways. And how do you know which type you need? Well, don't guess. Honeywell recommends that you call your local heating equipment dealer and let him solve your humidity problems at no obligation whatsoever.
You might not believe it, but if you wake up in the morning with your throat and nasal passages all dried out and aching, it's a good thing. And if you get that unpleasant shock of static electricity when you touch someone, that too is very good. Now, before you send for the man with a little white jacket, let me hasten to add that these unpleasant things are good because they are a warning. Bet you didn't know that. And what do they warn you about? Well, it means that you and all your furnishings are in danger. and it means that the air inside your house is so dry that it could affect your health or your pocketbook. Now, you obviously can't do anything about the humidity or lack of it outside the home, but inside, science is at your command. There are numbers of humidifiers on the market that add moisture in a variety of ways. Now, what kind do you need and why? Well, there are a lot of things to keep in mind. For instance, air can hold a lot of water at warm temperatures and surprisingly little at cold temperatures. Did you realize, for instance, that the air in a one-story house heated to 70 degrees can hold almost 8 quarts of water? But the same amount of air at zero temperature could hold only half a pint? Amazing? Well, no need to worry your head about all that. Honeywell recommends that you call your local heating equipment dealer. Let him tell you how you can control humidity for greater comfort.